We announced our report in Utica because Utica really is a city that, you know, like so many of the upstate cities, had population declines, and they welcomed immigrants, including refugees. And as the mayor, Mel Palmieri, who joined us at the press conference, indicated, you know, many of the neighborhoods that, you know, the housing stock was not in the best of shape. Immigrants have moved in, fixed things up, that sense of entrepreneurship that's often associated with those who come to this country and are trying to realize the American dream. And what you've seen in Utica is a turnaround in terms of population trends. And when you look at the population in terms of those who were born outside of the U.S., and you include their children, you know, who were born here, constitutes 24% of the population of the city of Utica now. You know, that's a pattern we see, perhaps not to that higher percentage, but when you look at Buffalo, Rochester, you know, Syracuse particularly, you see 10% at least in terms of a percentage of the population. We know, especially in a political year like 2016, population translates into census count, translates into representation in Congress. So New York has lost seats over the years. One of the factors that's helped us not lose as many seats has been the fact that New York, you know, second to California, is the state that has such a strong immigrant presence, and we continue to have that.
Now, in your report, you have some charts, some figures, one where you show immigrants as a proportion of total population in selected upstate cities and regions, and that's where we see Utica, 18.2%.
You know, folks said to me, Tom, there really is a changing picture all across our state, and you really need to take a broader look. And that's really why we did this report, Dave, to show that immigration is an impact, and we think a very positive impact, in terms of not only building up population, especially in our older cities that have struggled to maintain population, but these are immigrants who are getting an education, who are working, contrary to what the critics may think or say in terms of labor participation, participation in higher education. Immigrants do as good, in some cases better, in terms of the overall population in that regard. That means they're working in jobs, they're paying taxes, they're opening businesses, they're spending money on local businesses, keeping the economy going. You know, so for New York State, I think particularly for many of our upstate communities, again, some of the older cities that have been struggling, the influx of immigrants has really made a difference. And there's great diversity. You know, certainly Latin American immigrants, as broadly defined, is a big factor. But, you know, when we're in Utica, Eastern European immigrants, particularly from Bosnia, you know, has been a strong presence. You go to the southern tier, Asian immigration is of the highest number. You go to the North Country, probably no surprise given location, Canadians represent the biggest percentage of immigrants. So New York State continues that proud tradition of being the gateway for people from around the world to come to America, call America home, put down roots. That's been the story for my family and for countless others. And what we see today is that this pattern continues. Immigrants in New York now comprise about 22% of the total population, well above the national average of 13%. That cultural diversity is a strength. The entrepreneurship, the desire to work hard, to get an education that typifies so many of the immigrant families, that brings great energy and a great sense of optimism and success to the communities in New York State where the immigrants now call New York and America home. So I think our report is a strong and positive validation of the impact that immigrants are having, have always had, continue to have in New York State, and is part of why New York is a great state that it is.